All right, we're setting the mood this morning, and that means that music when you hear it, and I actually know what all those are, as opposed to the person who'd normally be sitting here. I was shocked. I tried to pick the most obvious movie themes of all time, and some of those David couldn't pick out of a lineup, but that's okay. We love them anyways.
Absolutely.
And we welcome in the familiar voice of Mr. Russell B. Collins. I got you use your official title because it's at the bottom of your email.
Yeah.
The director of the State and Michigan Theaters, and you're dressed so nicely this morning, I just had to call you by your whole name. Good morning, sir.
Well, it's such an honor to be here and on the air with you. It's always fun, and it's great to have movie fans that to share the show with. So, yeah, I was rocking out to the to my soul music, that intro collage of stuff. So, well, if you're a fan of Frozen, and let's face it, who isn't a fan of Frozen? It's coming to Broadway to follow The Lion King and
Finally,
Beauty and the Beast. And
my kids' prayers have been answered.
So Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez, who wrote the score, are going to also add a song or two to the live-action version. It will actually appear sometime in 2018, although in 2017 in the summer, they're going to do a test tour, so we can take a look out for that. If you just can't wait till 2017 or 2018, we've got Frozen Sing Along, which is the animated version, but with the lyrics and all kinds of fun stuff coming on Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th.
Well, maybe we'll see you there, because my kids can't let it go.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody can let it go. It's in the theme. Well, the Directors Guild of America gave out their awards over the weekend, and The Revenant won the Directors Guild Award for Best Picture, or Best Director, as it were. But it is frequently the harbinger of what will win the Academy Award. However, this year, it's a little more difficult because the Producers Guild of America, which is another harbinger of what the Best Picture will be, gave its award to The Big Short. The Screen Actors Guild Ensemble Award, which can be a harbinger for what the Academy Award goes to, went to Spotlight. So it's a bit of a mixed bag. The nominees, besides The Revenant, which is directed by Alejandro Iñárritu, were Tom McCarthy for Spotlight, Adam McKay for The Big Short, George Miller for Mad Max Fury Road. And from the reaction of the crowd, that seemed to have been the favorite, but indeed it didn't win. And then Ridley Scott's The Martian. The Martian won the Best Comedy and Drama, and The Revenant won the Golden Globe. So the two Golden Globes went to the Martian and The Revenant. So anyway, it's a confused mess as we come up to the Academy Awards, but it doesn't really matter anyway. It's just kind of fun to speculate about. We have some very fun films opening downtown at the Michigan and State Theater this weekend.
We've got a clip from The Lady in the Van. Why don't you hit that there, man?
Check it out.
You're not doing me a favor, you know. I have got other fish to fry. A man on the pavement told me if I went south of the river, I'd be welcomed with open arms.
I was about to do her a good turn, but as ever, it was not without thoughts of strangulation.
I just love Dame Maggie Smith. She's wonderful.
Well, Alex Jennings was the other voice that you heard there besides Dame Maggie Smith. And he plays the playwright Alan Bennett, who this is based on a true-to-life story, but obviously it's put together by a playwright and screenplay writer, so he's going to juice it up a little bit. it's about this woman, Miss Shepherd, who was a homeless person and lived in this van for 15 years in this playwright and screenwriter driveway and was not particularly gracious about the way that he was accommodating her.
Yes.
But you can just imagine from hearing her voice playing this character, it is the perfect match of curmudgeonly kind of witty approach that she takes and can add to a character.
Yeah, at this point in her life, that is the role she is made to play. She's perfect in it.
And the reviews are very, very strong. So Lady in a Van opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater. And then Michael Moore's new film, and we wish Michael Moore good health. He just got out of the hospital from pneumonia treatment.
Yeah, he was in the ICU for a while.
Yes, he was. And he was been working very hard to promote the film and also is quite anxious, as many people are, about the situation in Flint, his hometown. But his film, Where to Invade Next, is a little more lighthearted than most of his films. And some people are thinking, is this the new, more friendly open kind of Michael Moore without so much pounding the the table in terms of politics. And, you know, actually, that's kind of who he is. He's a nice person to have dinner with. He's not someone that if you're having dinner with him, you sit across the table and he's giving you a lecture about some political matter.
Yeah, but I just saw a quote from him, though, that he said Fox News doesn't want you to see his movie, you know, so he's still got the political mindset. That's
absolutely
for sure.
And
yeah,
he plays that character extremely well. Yep. But anyway, Where to Invade Next, I'm sure we'll find a lot of interest here in our college towns of Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor.
And I'm loving your Valentine's plans for this weekend. I love it.
So every year we do a Valentine's movie. This year it's Roman Holiday.
Great.
That stars Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck. And on Sunday you can come at 6 o'clock if you're a Michigan Theater member, and we're going to have some chocolate and sparkling wine. If you just want to see the movie, it's at 7 o'clock. But, you know, if you're not exactly in the Valentine's mood, we still have a movie for you. We're going to do Fight Club at 7:15. And if you're a member, you can still come at 6 o'clock for the reception and go to the kind of anti-Valentine's film.
I don't know. There's a love story in Fight Club.
Well,
come on.
It's
a different kind of love story.
It's a different kind of love
story. Much more violent kind of love story. Yeah.
Well, our Bard series continues, and we're going to do Baz Luhrmann's adaptation of Romeo and Juliet on Saturday at midnight at the State Theater. It's actually 11:59. And then the series picks up on Mondays. Mondays is the usual screening day with Throne of Blood, which is Akira Kurosawa's resetting of what we say in the theater of the Scottish play, because you're not supposed to say Macbeth. But, oh, I just said it. and that's going to be at 7 o'clock on Monday. We have a documentary, Bike versus Cars, coming up. So if you're interested in alternative transportation, go check that out. That's going to be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And then the Cinemagna series, which is a combination of live action and animated films that fits into the Japanese aesthetic of cinemanga. This series goes on at Wednesdays, and Bunny Drop is the next film about an unmarried office worker who's takes up with his grandfather's illegitimate 6-year-old child. A very interesting story. That's going to be Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
All right, some big movies coming out at the multiplex this weekend. Let's hit a clip from the first one here.
Listen, I've been thinking.
Really?
About why we're so good together.
Why is that?
Well, your crazy matches my crazy. Big time.
I believe Ryan Reynolds was made to play this part. I'm kind of excited about Deadpool.
Yeah, if you're a comic book fan, the Marvel comic book Deadpool has been turned into a movie that a lot of people are looking forward to.
And it's a love story. By that clip alone, you
exactly.
can tell it's a love story, right?
It's perfect for Valentine's Day. He's a very odd kind of superhero. Mm-hmm. He has a rogue experiment that leaves him with healing powers, and he decides to use these to exact revenge. And
it's definitely rated R. It is a hard R.
Absolutely.
Lots
and then
violence.
How to Be Single stars Dakota Johnson and Rebel Wilson. Easy for me to say. Dakota Johnson's character needs a break from her long-term boyfriend and moves to New York, having a difficult time navigating her way through this unfamiliar city. And then she runs into Rebel Wilson's character, who's a fun-loving co-worker, and she knows how to party and how to get it together with all kinds of different relationships. And Dakota Johnson's character is taken on an odyssey by Rebel Wilson's character. And you can imagine that can be a lot of fun. How to Be Single opens on Friday. And
all right, one last clip. We're going to run over time here, but I want to get this in.
You still got it, D-Zone. You're Derek Zoolander. You stopped a Chinese throwing star in midair with a look. I was there. That's not me. Yes, it is. Hey, flash me that beautiful look.
All right, it's ridiculous, but it's supposed to be ridiculous.
Yes, that's right. So Will Ferrell is an evil, evil man who's assassinating all of the formerly famous all the beautiful people in the world. He has a hairdo that matches his dog's hairdo. He's a completely outrageous character. And Ben Stiller's character, Zoolander, comes back out of retirement to use his blue steel look to stop the assassinations. Owen Wilson, whose voice you heard in there, also plays Hansel, a former model. Should be a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Russ Collins.
My pleasure. Ta-ta. We'll see you at the movies.
And thanks for joining us for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti. It's 12 at our studios. Feels like 1 below zero with the wind chill right now. 15 in Ypsilanti, 10 in Ann Arbor. We'll head for 19 this afternoon under sunny skies with wind chills down to 2 below throughout the entire day. This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion. Thanks to Russ Collins for all that great commentary. Cinema Chat available online at WEMU.org if you want to share it with your friends. It's 8 o'clock. Good morning.